Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another issue of Comic Chronicle. And this is issue number 4. And as always, I'm your host, Society's Metahuman / Mutant, Dakota Morgan. Thank you guys for joining us today. And I want to get one thing off. This is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode because we are not covering TV because it is too fucking long to cover all those TV shows for comic books and whatnot. Guys, there's so many out now and there's also more on the way. So that's going to be a different issue. Take a look out for that for more episodes on TV shows and reviews and whatnot of the week for those. Now, we're going to dive right into the news because I have a lot of news to give you guys right now. So I hope you can take it, says every guy who's ever hired a hooker. Alrighty, first up, we are looking at Injustice 2. Injustice 2 is the fighting game from DC where you play as DC characters and you fight against each other. And there's also a more intense storyline which will make you cry some parts. But Injustice 2, the sequel, is having a prequel comic just like the first Injustice. Surprise, surprise. And it is bringing back the writer Tom Taylor. And it is also bringing back Bruno Redondo. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right. If not, I deeply apologize. To the Injustice comic book series. These guys hit it out of the fucking park with the last ones. Hit it out of the fucking park. And if you didn't read the Injustice books, highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. Now you'll be forking out a little bit with the volumes and whatnot. But guys and gals, read it. It's so good. Alright, next up, guys. We are looking at Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I did not tell you guys about this. I know you can hang me, lynch me, whatever the fuck you want to do to the white man these days. No racist things there. That's all I'm going to say. Really, there was a Luke Cage connection. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. connected themselves to the Netflix Defenders universe. They were always saying, like, well, they're not connected. They actually did an official connection, and it was beautiful. It wasn't like Luke Cage popped up out of nowhere. It was the bullets that were in Luke Cage, the show recently, they were specifically made to go after Luke himself and then go after superpowered people. Well, it was one of those bullets was used to try to assassinate the S.H.I.E.L.D. leader, who is a quote-unquote inhuman. That's quote-unquote for good reasons. But it was tried to use to assassinate him, and they even said it's all on the black market now for it. So that is the little Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. / Marvel Universe connection right there. Even though they are based in the same universe, they haven't truly connected them yet. Does this mean we may see Daredevil soon, Jessica Jones, or Iron Fist, or whatever the fuck? We may see them soon. Who knows? Maybe this is just the one connection they want to do to it, to say, hey, they're together. Remember they're together, because maybe Infinity War. Okay, so if anybody, next up, guys, we're looking at fans of Venom. Yes, Venom, the murderous little symbiote, to say the least. Loved to eat brains when he first came around. It basically is the black-suited Spider-Man with large teeth and is usually pretty fucking buff. Now, Eddie Brock is returning as the host of Venom. They announced it today, a couple days ago, with a picture of Eddie Brock being covered in the symbiote saying, "We're back." That's a pretty good signature move right there, because they have this evil guy right now trying to make Venom evil. So if Venom's evil and then going back to Eddie, who may have mysteriously disappeared and comes back, and we're like, we're gonna kill the shit out of motherfuckers. I am looking forward to that. Evil Venom is the best Venom. And if anybody tells you otherwise, they have truly not read the character at all. Alright, before we go off on a Venom tangent now, we are going to be looking at the movie Logan coming out soon, a new X-Men movie. Now, Hugh Jackman put this out there, and it's been confirmed. It's not set in the X-Men movie universe. Now, that means, in case you're wondering, since it's not in the X-Men movie universe and connected to the others, that means they can do whatever the fuck they want. They can put Wolverine in the yellow and black suit. They can have him kill the X-Men, like in the Logan book. Who the hell knows? They could do whatever they want then, and they have a whole pantheon to work with. It's kind of like a clean slate for the last finale sort of thing. Just roll with it. Just roll with it. Next up, we are looking at Infinity War. It has begun filming. And last I checked, ladies and gents, we're looking at 68 fucking Marvel characters in there. So I would just say bring tissues, because you are going to fucking ejaculate like crazy, especially if you see all of them together, like an army against Thanos and his army. Oh, sweating, crying, ejaculating. It will, oh, God in heaven. Guys, Just wait. Everyone's favorites in there. Every Marvel fan right now is waiting for Infinity War. I believe every comic book fan's waiting for Infinity War to be like, this is the shit. All right. So next up, guys, we have for the Flash and Supergirl crossover, that's going to be a musical. This is their second crossover. They did the first crossover, which was amazing because it was between two different networks. Still beautiful. And now they're going to be doing a bigger crossover between Flash and Supergirl, the second crossover between them this year, because they had the Big Huge Giant one between on the shows and whatnot. We'll go on that one later. But Music Meister has been confirmed for the musical crossover. Surprise. Man of Musical Powers, one of. And Darren Criss from Glee is going to be playing it. I have not seen Glee. Now you can hate me for saying that and be like, how dare you not watch Glee? Guys, come on. I'm almost 20. I am not watching Glee. It looks interesting in some spots, but that's just my opinion on it. Moving forward on that before Glee fans reach find me and kill me. We are looking at the Star Wars movie of December. This newest episode to come out. Now, they're not naming it an episode 8, 9, whichever it is. It's going to be titled The Last Jedi. Now, the speculation websites, YouTube videos, everything speculating what is going on, what The Last Jedi means. We are not going to be going under that, guys. I want to get that one straight, clean, and out there. We'll do an issue on it, but that is not what's going on right now. Right now, it's the news, ladies and gents. Like you're fucking Anderson Cooper of comic books. Next up, we're looking at King Kong and Godzilla, the giant monster movie universe, since the King Kong movie's coming out soon. Kong of Skull Island and a Godzilla movie where they're actually connected and they're doing a giant monster brawl thing coming up soon too. Now here's a very classy name for the monster movie universe. Monsterverse. That's gonna allow that one. It's catchy. I'm not gonna lie, it's catchy, but let the originality stick in on that one. Alrighty guys, we're looking next more X-Men actually. X-Men, I am calling it, especially with this next article. X-Men are making a revolution. They are making a comeback revolution here. This is like, they're coming back. To all the X-Men haters out there, they're going to come back and flip you off. Considering they got Legion coming out, not connected to the movie universe, but still X-Men oriented. And then they're also now having, it has been greenlit, an X-Men movie universe tied TV show is going to be coming to Fox. And Bryan Singer, the man who gave us the past three X-Men movies, third is a little bit curious to say the least, but he is going to be directing the pilot episode for the new X-Men TV show, and which has already been a lot of stuff with maybe Phoenix coming on there, Jean Grey as Evil Phoenix going on there, new Sentinels, so maybe they're going to be classy and whatnot. Who the fuck knows? But we will go on that a little bit later. And P.S., if anybody, and I mean anybody, can maybe get me involved with the new X-Men TV show, I would probably pay you $400. $4 to $5, I would pay you one of my paychecks if you got me involved onto that show in a background as a side character. I can be fucking killed. Saying it out there, you're looking at $600 right here. If you can get me involved on that TV show in some way, somehow, you have to see me on the show. I don't even have to be a main character. If I'm a main character, I'll blow you, probably. Maybe. Who knows? But probably not. Probably not that. I'll probably just pay you. All right. Moving onward, guys. Today, we're looking at, not to the news, but looking to the comic recommendations I have for you guys for 125.17. Now, the first one up here I have, guys, is one that hits close to home. It hits close to home because it tackles the violence going on in Chicago right now. To all my homies now in Illinois and Northern Illinois with all the violence and whatnot, stay safe on the streets, kids. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, kids, boys, girls, stay safe on there, please. We got too many kids dying on the streets every day in Chicago, and the violence is spreading out. I, myself, am in Phoenix, but I lived there for 16 years. Seeing it all with it and want to go back and fight it, but that's different. That's going back onto the subject, guys. Deathstroke, it is tackled. That issue is now tackled by Deathstroke. Like, what the fuck? I know. I was surprised. Like, it was a storyline on the story on there was labeled Chicago right on the top of Deathstroke number 11 with the Creeper, but Jack Ryder coming in before he unleashes his Creeper persona and whatnot. But it is non-spoiler, obviously, with these comics, guys, for recommendations. I want to remind you of that, too. You will not get a full spoiler. You're going to get a spoiler-free synopsis on all these guys and my recommendations for the week. But Deathstroke is hired by Moms of kids who were killed by gang members and whatnot, and then Deathstroke's hired to go kill those fucking gangs. Now, beautiful as it is, really heartwarming. Even if you're not from Northern Illinois or Chicago on the streets and whatnot, you will still find this incredibly heartwarming story. Next up, we're looking at Flash number, and they get in a lighter mood, thank God. It's a Flash, Barry Allen, come on now. Flash number 15. Now, in a summed up version where I don't spoil anything, Flash takes on a newly formed Rogues. Bad fucking ass right there, bad ass. Next up, we're looking at Extraordinary X-Men number 18, part of the IVX, the Inhumans vs. X-Men crossover event that's going on right now. And it is a tie-in. So, Forge, the X-Men member Forge, finds out what happens to him from the Old Man Logan timeline. From Old Man Logan himself, who was in the present Marvel Comics timeline. He tells him Forge survived the uprising of the villains and whatnot. God knows whatever fucking reason how he did, but he did. And yeah, what the alternate Forge is like. And I'll give it this, he's a fucking badass. And it brought back the artist of Old Man Logan 2 for it. Beautiful. Next up, we're looking at IVX number 3. The Inhumans prepare to fight back against the mutants. And they, some of them do fight back against the mutants and the X-Men and whatnot, but the X-Men are fighting still for their cause so they can still live and the Terrigen Mist does not kill them. So it's really like, it's a tough choice to choose between the Inhumans versus the X-Men on this one, because they're both at equal odds, both want to live, both want to live on. I mean, it's extinction for one of these guys here. And who knows who it's going to be, but that is the end of, without me spoiling it anymore, that is the end of comic recommendations for the week, for the day of 1/25/17 for that Wednesday. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're going, of course, to What the Hell Comics. Now, here is a morbid fucking shit for you. How do I put this? Alright, summed up version here to give it off, because it's just... It was awesome, but it's still kind of weird. Joker cuts off his face because Dollmaker convinced him, the villain Dollmaker, convinced him to cut off his face as a relaxing technique. Maybe I'll try it. I don't know. Apparently, massages don't work. Maybe I've just got to cut off this ugly face. Who knows? And then Joker wears it with a belt around him, and you can still see the muscle underneath the skin and whatnot, because obviously it's not going to fit perfectly. And he goes around on the murdering spree in Gotham and causes some messed up shit. To say the very least, Joker goes on a tangent spree. And Joker's face slowly starts to rot as he goes on this crime spree / murder spree. And so even if flies around, the face turning green and brown. And he's still laughing and having a good time. So, I mean, hey, whatever. But a little side note, they're actually doing that for the young Joker in Gotham right now. Make sure you guys check out Gotham 2. That is for a different podcast. Well, different issue for later on for you guys. Make sure you check it out too. All right, like I said, it's going to be a short episode now, guys, with the news and the comic recommendations and that. But hey, you don't want to hear me talk on forever. Who the hell would? All right, ladies and gents, I wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, though, for you guys listening. As always, with every issue, you're helping me create my radio career and whatnot too, and plus I like talking to you guys about comics, so expect more great things, guys, because I love you. And if you guys want to give me any recommendations, you want to talk shit, if you want to do anything you want to tell me and whatnot, give me a shout out at DakotaMorgan3, tweet me, send me a message, whatever you want to do. If you insult me, I don't give a fuck. So, all right, guys, thank you very much, and like always, subscribe, and then you'll be able to find, you're getting the alert from iTunes that you have a new episode waiting for your oral listening pleasure. Now that's the best type of pleasure, because that is a lot less diseases, might I add. You can't get any diseases from hearing fun stuff, can you? Hence why, yeah, we're not gonna go to that one though. Alright guys, that's all I have for you so far this moment, but stay tuned for the coverage of this week's TV shows based on comic books, really, to say the least here. Alrighty, guys. So thank you, as always, very much. Subscribe and everything. Get those reviews out and share the podcast with your friends, so then we get more people coming on and we can do more fun and great things together. We can only do it together. When we do it solo, it's not as fun. Alrighty, guys. Stay classy, Star City.